Thanks so much for joining me for Lectio. It is such a privilege to spend this time of prayer with you. When we do Lectio, the first thing to make sure is that you're in a comfortable position where you can relax your body and yet keep yourself alert. So take a few moments and get that set. So breathe deep if you need to. And let the busyness of your day and the confusion of your mind, let it slip away so that we can just really rest in God's company. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our Creator, you who love us so deeply, thank you for calling us and allowing us to hear your voice. And in these moments together, may we encounter your heart of love for us. I'm going to read the scripture three times from three different versions, and after each time, I'll give a couple minutes of quiet so that you can let my voice disappear and let God's voice come in big and strong, or quiet. And if you don't follow the exact order of how I do these steps, that's okay too, because this is about encountering God's heart. It's not about following my directions. So if God decides to do things in a different order or a different way or faster, that is, you know, go with that. Go with God, not with me. But if not, you can follow along with me, and it gives us a nice guidance, nice steps to turn our minds towards God. Our scripture today is John 15, verses 10 to 17. As I'm reading the scripture this first time, notice if there's something, a word or a phrase that captures your attention. This is the beginning of God's conversation with you, and he's pointing something out. So look at it. And during the quiet time, just hold it still. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. This I command you, to love one another. Thank you. I'm going to read the scripture a second time, and this time in the quiet following the reading, notice how the scripture connects to your life. You were invited to explore a word or phrase, and now you're invited to see how it connects. Your hopes, your dreams, your memories, your past. You can look at it with your different senses, in your imagination. Ask God, because it's his word and his phrase for you, and he will point out those ways that it connects to you, how it's personal for you. John 15, 10 to 17. I've loved you the way my Father has loved me. Make yourselves at home in my love. If you keep my commands, you'll remain intimately at home in my love. That's what I've done. Kept my Father's commands and made myself at home in his love. I've told you these things for a purpose, that my joy might be your joy and your joy wholly mature. This is my command. Love one another the way I loved you. This is the very best way to love. Put your life on the line for your friends. You are my friends when you do the things I command you. I'm no longer calling you servants, because servants don't understand what their master is thinking and planning. No, I've named you friends because I've let you in on everything I've heard from the Father. You didn't choose me. Remember, I chose you and put you in the world to bear fruit, fruit that won't spoil. As fruit bearers, whatever you ask the Father in relation to me, he gives you. But remember the root command, love one another. I'm going to read the scripture a third time, and in the quiet following this time, look for an invitation from God, something He's offering to you, maybe a new way of thinking or a new way of feeling, a new insight into who God is, maybe a way to experience how much He loves you and how to take that love and spread it to the world, or let it spill out of you. Let God do the work. John 15:10-17. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other. And now the time for noticing and connecting and being invited is done. And this is the time in Lectio where we just get to rest in God's company. So He has called you to this moment, and He has been speaking to you or not, but He has called you, and now He just wants to be with you. I think God always longs to be with us. And we're so busy, we hardly ever stop and just sit with Him. So in these next few moments, just rest in His care. Feel His arms around you and just know in the core of your being, let Him touch that spot and love you. and let that spot just grow bigger and bigger and bigger until you are just overflowing with the love God has for you. Gently reconnect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.